Provision of Advice Services 2019, agenda item 8, page 75 to 80.
Thanks, Chairman. Again, Chairman, this is a report that should not be looked at in isolation, bearing in mind where we are with the transformation programme. I'm sure the members have all read this, and it makes perfectly good sense to me, but I will refer to Mr. Holmes just to give us some more information. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Yes, this report specifically asks for the existing advice services contract to be extended for a further 12 months to the 31st of March 2020. And that's from the expiration of the existing arrangements at the end of the financial year. Just a little bit of background, a three-year contract was awarded for the Citizens Advice back in 2016. And that matter, as I say, is now coming to a conclusion at the end of March. And the three-year contract was awarded and has been successful, has been resulted in a number of improved services, that's including extending opening hours, a higher volume of customers and financial assistance directly to the Citizens Advice themselves. A separate report, though, is going to be presented to the Community Services Committee at the end of August, which will actually look at the performance of the existing service itself. With regard to procurement, I think the essential issue here is, again, the council's future model. At the moment, we are looking at all of our expenditure. It would seem unwise to commit ourselves to expenditure over a long period before we've had a chance to look at all of our services and where we wish to focus upon. But giving a 12-month period, an extension will give us that breathing space, and it also importantly gives certainty to the service provider so they can plan for the near future. We have considered the risks, obviously through normal procurement arrangements, and we could face legal challenge, but you'll see under 341 those risks have been identified, and the view is that the risks appear to be low, and the Director of Resources and the Legal Democratic Services Manager do support the proposal, subject to a procurement exemption being agreed, and that is included within the recommendations. Thank you, Chairman.
Yeah, just a small
Chairman,
with regards to the
recommendations on page 75, and in particular paragraph 2, Roman 1 and small b, Chairman, I'd propose that at the end of that sentence we had and the transformation programme. So it's part of the 2019-20 strategic financial planning process and the transformation programme, because that's where we will look at everything collectively.
Accept that addition?
Is that agreed?
Agree the recommendations? Got it, good. Thank you very much. That concludes the meeting, but I would ask members to remain afterwards.